This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Well, today it is our third and final installment of the musical theme, Dancing Songs. So a few more chances to show off our moves on the dance floor just ahead. And of course we have the countdown. And today we're looking back to May of 1947. And today we're playing the hits from the Billboard Disc Jockey chart. And the most recorded song for the spring of 47 seems to be Mamzelle. Written by Edmund Golding and Mac Gordon, it appeared in the motion picture The Razor's Edge starring Tyrone Power, which came out back in November of 46. And it seems like every record label out there, major and minor, released their own version of the song. And they all seem to be doing very well. And on the radio chart this week, Mamzelle holds five consecutive positions from number 8 to number 4. And instead of playing them all, I've compiled a medley. First up at number 8, Dick Haynes.
A small cafe, Mamzelle. A rendezvous, Mamzelle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, Mamzelle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became the sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you.
Now at number 7, Ray Dorey.
A small cafe, Mamzelle. A rendezvous, Mamzelle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, Mamzelle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you.
Frank Sinatra's version's at number 6.
Someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, Mamzelle. Kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you.
It's the Pied Pipers at number 5.
Your lovely eyes seem sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say cry, and so will I,
And finally, Art Lund at number 4.
Your lovely eyes seem to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearns the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I,
The Mamselle Medleys, song number 8 through 4. Back at number 8, Dick Hames with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. That would reach number 3, his second top 10 of the year. At number 7, Ray Dorey, who sang with Benny Goodman during the war, a very popular Boston disc jockey, a million seller with the Paul Barron Orchestra. At number 6, Frank Sinatra with Axel Stordahl's orchestra. That would hit number 1 on the radio chart, his third solo number 1 hit. Number 5, the Pied Pipers with Paul Weston. And number 4, another Benny Goodman singer, Art Lund. That would go to number 1 for the 34-year-old from Salt Lake City, and be a gold record, too. Another popular movie tune still hanging around the charts is the anniversary song. Now, not the Al Jolson re-recording that came from the motion picture The Jolson Story, but rather a cover by the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. Coming down the charts after peaking at number 2, the anniversary song, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Kenny Gardner on the vocals. Well, since we've had a couple of movie songs this segment, let's head to the cinema and see what's playing up on the big screen this weekend, 1947. First up, cartoons, Rabbit Transit, Bugs Bunny races Cecil Turtle, Birth of a Notion, Daffy Duck gets in the house of a mad scientist, The Cat Concerto stars Tom and Jerry, and there's Out West, the Stooges turn cowboys for Shemp's health.
Oh, by the by, Jasper, how long do you wear a shirt like that?
Oh, about down to here.
What a brain, should be on the meat counter.
All right, to the West for main features, there's Angel and the Bad Man, John Wayne and Gail Russell, and Ramrod as Joel McRae and Veronica Lake. Even though it's summer, we've got Christmas movies, Miracle on 34th Street with Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, Edmund Gwynn, Natalie Wood, and It Happened on Fifth Avenue with Victor Moore, Ann Harding, Don DeFore, and Gail Storm. Comedies include Buck Private's Come Home, Abbott and Costello, The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, Betty Grable and Dick Haymes, Honeymoon as Shirley Temple and Guy Madison, My Favorite Brunette stars Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. There's Charlie Chaplin in Monsieur Verdoux. To the Country for the Egg and I with Claudette Colbert, Fred McMurray, and Ma and Pa Kettle, Marjorie Main and Percy Kilbride, and The Farmer's Daughter, Joseph Cotten and Loretta Young.
Well, at home, I do everything. Make 6 beds every morning. Do washing, ironing for Mama, Papa, my 3 brothers, myself. Clean all 7 rooms and do dishes, of course. And I help Mama with the canning. I preserve meat, candle eggs, dill pickles, smoke ham and bacons. I wait on tables 40 hands at harvest time. And I make glug.
You do?
Yeah, at Christmas time. With a hot poker. You want to know what I do outside?
I don't know about my mother, but I'd be fascinated.
Plenty of film noir, Boomerang with Dana Andrews, Born to Kill, Claire Trevor and Lawrence Tierney, Desperate, Steve Brody and Audrey Long, Framed has Glenn Ford and Janice Carter, Nor Apprentice stars Ann Sheridan, Carol Reed's Odd Man Out starring James Mason, and there's The Web with Edmund O'Brien and Ella Raines. For the dramas, Susan Hayward stars in Smash Up, The Story of a Woman, On Safari and The McComber Affair, Gregory Peck and Joan Bennett, Great Expectations, John Mills, Valerie Hobson and Alec Guinness, and The Sea of Grass, Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy.
I was jealous. Plain, mean jealous of this country and the grass. And I tried to fight it. Yes, with the trees and with Selena and Sam and with a lot of things. I won't fight it anymore, Jim. I'll know that it's there. And I won't cry about it. And I won't say bitter things. And I won't run away.
Finally, some musicals. The Song of Scheherazade with Jean-Pierre Aumont. Carnival in Costa Rica. And Dick Haymes again with Vera Ellen, Cesar Romero, and Celeste Holm. And It Happened in Brooklyn with Frank Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, Peter Lawford, and Jimmy Durante. And of course, Frank sings.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loved. the passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving.
Frank Sinatra and Time After Time from the motion picture It Happened in Brooklyn. Now, that was on the flip side of I Believe, which we heard back at number 9. Time After Time only spent 1 week on the charts, but the Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein composition has endured. It's become a standard. But it was new to us here in the spring of 1947, as we remember on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we are dancing once again. More songs for the Terpsichore. And Leroy Anderson starts us now with Blue Tango. Roy Anderson Pops Concert Orchestra and his big number one hit from 1952, Blue Tango. A bit more informal now as Ray Anthony takes stage for the Bunny Hop.
Hop, hop, hop.
Anthony's Orchestra from 1952 and the Bunny Hop featuring Tommy Mercer and Marcy Miller on the vocals. And by the way, Ray just turned 100 back in January. And just a couple of weeks ago, our next performer celebrated her 98th birthday. It's Jane Morgan.
Can I waltz again with you? Let no other hold your charms. If my dream should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms till I kiss you once again. Keep my love locked in your heart, darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart, time to go. Remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so till I waltz again with you. Just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true. For you are my guiding light. Again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light, till I waltz again with you.
There's Jane Morgan with her 1965 version of Till I Waltz Again With You. Well, here's another great singer who's still with us. Tony Bennett is now 95, who no doubt would still be performing if not for the onset of Alzheimer's disease. He does one here from the musical The Bandwagon.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in a wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love, to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together.
From his 1961 album, My Heart Sings, there's Tony Bennett, Dancing in the Dark, with the orchestra by Ralph Burns. We're kicking up our heels today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the fourth weekend of May in 1947. And now, let's take a look at sports. In the NHL this year, Montreal won the regular season, but Toronto beat the Canadiens for the Stanley Cup in six games. Boxing, Joe Louis is the heavyweight champ. Gus Lesnovich is the light heavyweight. Tony Zale, middleweight. Sugar Ray Robinson, welterweight. And the lightweight crown belongs to Ike Williams. At the Masters, Jimmy DeMeritt won his second green jacket, beating Byron Nelson and Frank Stranahan. DeMeritt became the first to have four subpar rounds. Horse racing, no triple crown. Jet Pilot won the Kentucky Derby, but Faultless took the Preakness Stakes. And finally, to baseball. 1 month ago, Babe Ruth Day was celebrated. 58,000 were at Yankee Stadium to honor the frail Ruth, and the ceremony was broadcast nationwide to every ballpark.
You know, this baseball game of ours comes up from the youth. That means the boys. And after you're a boy and grow up to know how to play ball, then you come to the boys you see representing themselves today in your national pastime. The only real game, I think, in the world, baseball. There's been so many lovely things said about me, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to thank everybody. Thank you.
Well, for the games, Jackie Robinson's in his rookie season. His Brooklyn Dodgers are third this weekend. Giants and Cubs are tied atop the National League. And it's the Tigers 3-up on the Indians, Yankees, and Red Sox in the AL. But in the fall, the Yanks and Dodgers would meet for the World Series, with New York winning in 7. On the field this weekend, Saturday, Carl Furillo hit a first-inning pinch-hit 3-run home run for the Dodgers. That's the only first-inning pinch-hit home run in history. On Friday, the Giants' Johnny Mize hit his 7th career Grand Slam, and the Cardinals are in last place. Stan Musial's hitting below 200, being treated for appendicitis but avoids surgery. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1947. And back on the countdown, we're at number 3 with Eddie Howard.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete.
Mm-hmm. hacienda. There's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every evening seem so sweet in my adobe hacienda. Life and love are more complete. Life and love are more complete.
From Woodland, California, 32-year-old Eddie Howard, My Adobe Hacienda, record number 3 this weekend on the radio charts in 1947. It would spend 5 weeks at number 2 on the jukebox survey, and it's the second of his 3 number 2 hits this year. Back in January, it was for sentimental reasons, and coming up this summer, he'll place with I Wonder, I Wonder, I Wonder.
Nutrition authorities say breakfast should furnish from 1/4 to 1/3 of the day's total food requirements.
So eat a good breakfast.
Eat a better breakfast. Eat a cereal. Yes, you can't go wrong if you eat plenty of cereal, fruit, milk, bread, and butter. So tomorrow, enjoy a bowl full of delicious Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice topped with milk or cream and fruit. There's no beating this eating for tasting swell. What's more, for added health benefits, crisp, tender wheat or rice shot from guns furnishes restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Yes, and talk about good. Just try them. You'll love to eat
Quaker puffed rice
and Quaker puffed wheat.
Okay, we'll do it, Mr. Announcer. Thanks. And right back to the countdown, another version of Linda at number 2. This is Ray Noble's orchestra.
Cutie, what's your name?
Fresh. I don't talk to strangers.
Oh, I'm no stranger. Been waiting every evening for you to walk by.
Keep waiting. I'm still walking.
Oh, what's your name?
None of your business.
Pretty name. But I'll just call you Linda.
Well, how did you guess?
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I have missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. Could I see you again sometime?
Maybe.
How about Saturday night?
Well,
shall I pick you up at 8?
Okay.
Oh, boy, that's a date.
Bye now.
So miracles do happen, and now my lucky stars begin to shine. With one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
That's 43-year-old band leader from Brighton, England, Ray Noble, with 34-year-old singer Buddy Clark from Dorchester, Massachusetts, and Linda. Down after a couple of weeks at number one, the seventh American chart topper for Noble. Oh, by the way, the female voice there was Noble's girl singer, 32-year-old New Orleans native Anita Gordon. Now, old-time radio fans may remember that Charlie McCarthy had a crush on Anita Gordon when she sang on the Chase and Sanborn Hour. Charlie claimed that he discovered her. Well, let's get back to the dancing now, but this time it'll cost you a dime. Setting that price is Ruth Etting.
I work at the palace ball, but gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there to closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance.
10 cents a dance was written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart for the 1930 Broadway musical Simple Simon. Now, frequently shows would open in another town just to test it out and see what the reaction was and if they had to make any changes. Well, they did with Simple Simon. That opened in Boston. And Lee Morse, the lead actress, arrived at the debut performance intoxicated. So she got booted and was replaced by Ruth Etting. She was already a star, but this role and that song, 10 Cents a Dance, would become one of her signatures. And some of the players on that recording, Manny Klein on trumpet, Benny Goodman played the reeds. At the piano was Rube Bloom, but unknown among the personnel is the violinist. If I had to guess, I'd say Joe Venuti. He was a frequent accompanist of Ruth Etting, and that was one of her biggest of all time, 10 Cents a Dance. But we're not charging a thing for our dancing songs here on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming down the stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times, and while I have a second, let me remind you about the webpage. It's oldtimesradio.com. Check it out for information like our show schedule, a list of affiliates, and the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows whenever you want. We're on social media, Seems Like Old Times, Twitter, Facebook, and the email Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, here it is, our last dance, and it's with Jack Jones.
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Come on, let's dance.
Jack Jones, Shall We Dance? That was the title track from his 1961 album featuring the Billy May Orchestra. And that'll close out our course study on dancing songs. And I have more, but we've done 3 weeks worth, and I think that's plenty. Maybe I'll drop those in as part of a leftovers show or something in the future. But as they bring up the house lights, bow or curtsy to your partner as we have been dancing again today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this weekend in 1947. And let's grab a few news headlines. Well, millions of war-ravaged Europeans have applied for American immigration. Greece had enough applications to fill the quota for 99 years. 14 million Italians would immigrate if they could. Destinations other than the USA, Portugal, Ireland, Austria, and Palestine. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marshall has pinned urgent tags on four foreign affairs measures, including military missions to China and Iran, sales of arms to friendly nations, and the continuing of the Voice of America broadcasts. Also making headlines this weekend, industry sources say that soft coal prices would rise $1 a ton if John L. Lewis's new wage demands are met. Meanwhile, the steel industry will be asked to police itself as a result of disclosure before a Senate subcommittee of a flourishing gray market in sheet steel. The committee's investigating charges of shady dealing in scarce sheet metal. Millions of dollars are involved. Also in D.C. this week, the House Appropriations Committee swung its economic axe at the Agriculture Department, recommending a 32% budget cut. Democrats say they'll fight for the farm funds. The GOP wants to cut $6 billion from the president's spending plan, which totals $37.5 billion. And Congress is still up in the air about tax cuts. The GOP wants it. The Democrats are against it. Even if it does pass, it could face a veto from President Truman. Speaking of the president, this week he asked for a one-year extension on controls of some materials, not only domestically but for imports, like fats, oils, and rice, pharmaceuticals, things like that. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, Oregon's Mormon cricket plague has reached the wheat country of the eastern part of the state. Meanwhile, a new poison was spread by planes, and that seems to have stemmed the tide, as the crickets threaten to devastate the grain fields and irrigated farms of the eastern Oregon region. While that was a headache for farmers, music lovers have heartaches. That being the number one record this week in 1947 from the Ted Weems Orchestra. Thank you. 45-year-old Ted Weems from Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, was enjoying the twilight of his career. He'd been leading his orchestra since the early 20s, and now was getting along just fine. He had his steady gigs, he was comfortable, nothing too stressful. Then all of a sudden somebody dusted off his 1933 recording of Heartaches, and he's become a superstar. The tune didn't even make a dent back in 33, but 14 years later it would sell 2 million copies. It became his third number one record, spending 13 weeks atop the jukebox survey, 12 weeks on sales, and 11 weeks on the DJ chart, including this one in 1947. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.